You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
You see it all the time in movies and TV shows. A character finds out they've had a long-lost relative all the time they didn't know about.
Oh, I'm glad that hasn't happened to me.
Well, this scenario actually became reality for 27-year-old Victoria. So she was adopted at 2 months old, and Victoria grew up not knowing much about her heritage. So as we all know, if you get one of those DNA tests like 23andMe, you can find all of that out. So she completed one of those home test kits, and she got some interesting news. So you fast forward a year later, she's sitting at work and she gets a notification from 23andMe. Maybe it's just saying, hey, we appreciate your being
here.
Here's
a discount coupon for another kit.
Right. But she clicked on the link. She finds out that she actually has an older sister.
No way.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Her name is Elise, and she's been looking for her sister. She knew she had a sister, but Victoria didn't.
See, I haven't done any of the genetic testing yet, and I'm always fascinated like how that works, where they find your DNA matches somebody else, and then how you can start sleuthing and track them down. I don't get it.
Well, here it gets even crazier. So first off, they just look like twins. They don't even look like sisters.
And one's older, though, you said.
But well, by 1 year.
Okay.
Like one's 28, so the other
twins.
One's 27. Okay. But they practically look like twins.
Really?
And then they find out that they actually manage their own online portrait business. So they do the same thing for a living. Oh. Yes. And they even have matching tattoos.
No way.
And they've never met.
That is bizarre. Like, okay, I mean, the matching tattoos thing is bizarre enough. But then the fact that they both have, like, the same passion and the same idea to do the same business?
I know. It makes you think, like, what is actually in your DNA? Like, do you like the things you like because of something that was passed down from your family?
Yeah, I've always thought so much more, you know, the argument of nature versus nurture. And I've always thought it's more nurture, like your environment molds you and shapes you more so. But this is a really good argument for there's a lot going on in our DNA that we don't know. Man, how crazy would it be, Rock, if you and I took a DNA test?
We're not related.
I think we are.
No, we are.
We're the same person.
Yeah.
Okay, Monday, that's what we're doing.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently we realized, man, we play some great music, but we don't know what year it's from. Some of the stuff's a little bit more classic, if you will, and it always surprises us, because you still love the song. We're like, I can't believe it's that old.
And sometimes they don't really date. You know, there's some that you'll hear the synthesizers, and you're like, that's a classic 80s song.
Yeah, El Shaddai, bring it, Amy. You know, I get it.
But there's some that you're just kind of surprised at what year they actually came out.
So Betty Rock is always on the hunt here, and she finds these songs and will challenge Gavin and I. We're going to try to guess the year. She'll give us some hints. But if we cannot do it, you then get a chance to guess what year it came out, and you can win a prize. So what do you have for us today, Lady Rock?
We're starting with musical sensation, legend, Chris Tomlin himself with Indescribable.
Oh, wow. Indescribable, uncontainable. It's like you'll hear a song and it takes you back to where you were, and that's how you start backtracking this. So, Indescribable, I was in Atlanta when Chris Tomlin was doing Indescribable, the tour with Louis Giglio, and they were doing the whole thing about space, and it was amazing. And it was one of the, my wife drugged me to this concert, I didn't want to go. And it's one of the things that started turning my heart back towards God.
Oh.
And I wish I could remember the year that was.
I'm so
bad with dates. I remember I was in Atlanta, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember the years I was in Atlanta.
Was it in your 20s?
No.
Your 30s?
No. And he had to have written that before that. It was before I came here. I think I came here and I've been here 14 years. I got to do math backwards. I don't know.
I think 15 now.
When did I get here then? 2000. Six. Seven? Yeah, I think 2000. I'm going to say that Indescribable came out 2004.
Ooh,
that's good. My guess.
My guess was going to be 2003.
Okay. Mm.
Well, one of you is right on the money.
Oh, no way. This on. Never happens. This never happens.
And it is Wally.
Yay! Oh, I can't believe it.
2004.
I took a shot in the dark there.
Maybe you do remember your past life.
I don't. That was a total guess. I just figured he had probably played that song a couple times before I heard
it. But that means it's like 17 years
old?
Yeah,
but that holds up, man. That wow. definitely holds up. I'm glad we're still playing that. All right, so now here's what happens. Since we did not get to use the hints, we didn't need them because I kind of crushed that, that Betty Rock would normally give us, you get to play around here. She's going to give you two things that happened in 2004. You tell us, or one of them happened in 2004. You tell us which one, and you can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. We're going to go old school here. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Shayna, welcome to old school, girl, where the first question we have to ask is, how old are you?
I am 42.
Okay, 42 years young. That didn't really matter. I just figured I'd find out. I'd like to know who I'm dealing with here. And maybe having a little bit of age on you will help you with the game. See, Betty Rock challenges us with a song, and we have to guess what year it came out. And actually, Gavin and I guessed exactly before we even needed her hints. So now your job is to tell us which of these two things. You tell us which of them happened in 2004. That was the same year that Chris Tomlin's song Indescribable came out, and you'll win a prize.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. So here you go, Shayna. Which one happened? The first ever issued iPod was at the height of popularity, or Martha Stewart is convicted of a felony and sentenced to 5 months in prison?
Oh, I think it's Martha Stewart went to prison.
Really? Have you seen her new show, Clipped?
No, I don't watch Martha Stewart.
I love that she's like, I don't watch Martha Stewart. And I'm like, I've seen the show, you know? yeah, so it's a new show about, you know, topiary trees and stuff. So pretty riveting stuff.
I have seen the commercial for that. So yeah. I have seen it.
See, you were smart. That's where you stopped. I'm like, I'm going to take a little deeper dive here. Let's see what these making topiary trees is all about.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, Betty Rock, is Shayna right or wrong?
She is right. Way to go, Shayna. Woo!
Nicely done. You know you're convicts. congratulations. Yeah, she bounced back after that, too.
Oh, yeah.
She started doing stuff with Snoop Dogg, had a show again.
Yeah, well, she's got some edge on her now. She's been to prison. So.
Yes.
That's right. Well, her and Snoop Dogg are BFFs now.
So. I know. That's a crazy marriage of weird worlds. Well, congratulations, Shayna. We appreciate you playing a little old school with us today, and thanks for listening to Way FM.
Thank you. Love you guys.
We love us, too.
I know you do.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Gonna play a little Famous Ages here. And this is where we will try to stump each other with the ages of different well-known celebrities. And what you need to do is keep track of the actual age that they are when it is revealed, okay? And if you can do that, you can win a prize. Let's start with you, Gavin.
Ooh, I get to go first today.
You get to go first today. Yeah, it's a red letter day for you. It's a banner
Sweet.
Day.
Okay, the guy that I'm picking lives his life 1 mile at a time.
Oh.
Vin Diesel.
Ah.
Because I've been watching the Fast and Furious movies recently.
Okay, you watch these, okay? Can I ask you a question? A, why? and B, like, I saw a headline today that's like the Fast and Furious 9 or whatever it is. You know, and how they're honoring Paul Walker. Okay, so Paul Walker was guy who was in the movies. I think he passed away while they were shooting 5 or 6. I forget which. Or maybe 7. I don't know. But, like, and I get it. So in that moment, you're like, man, this is sad. We lost a friend of ours. But, man, you're like 5 movies beyond it. When do you have to stop paying tribute to someone and just do the bad movie? You know?
So like, his last movie was the 7th one, so they're on the 9th one
now. That's 2 more. Oh, you know, you've got, like, at some point, I think Paul Walker's like, guys, stop, like, putting me in with this franchise. He's like, I know it was bad at 7, and I just kept making the money. But, like, man, I know I've totally digressed.
Okay, Vin Diesel, how old do you think he is?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just very passionate about this. Vin Diesel is 49.
Oh.
Okay.
I said 54.
Oh, wow. If he's close to my age, that's crazy. All right, Gavin, reveal Vin Diesel's actual age.
He is closer to Betty's guess at 53.
Okay, so yeah, we do this like golf scores. You try to get as close to, and you want the lowest score. So right now, Betty has 1 point. I have 4, Gavin none, because he did that one. So we got Betty's in mind coming up. So again, make sure you're writing these down. Listen very carefully and write down that Vin Diesel is actually 53 years old, and that can help you win this game. I've got 2 more to go. We'll do it in 10 on the Wally Show. Now, Betty Rock, who are you putting up?
The myth, the legend, Tony Bennett.
Oh.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
I try to think if like he's as old as Betty White, because she's 99. I think he's younger than Betty White.
You're giving a lot of clues to Gavin, who probably doesn't have any
idea. I know he's old, I know who he is.
Okay, well,
I know he's old.
Let me write down my guess real quick. Oh, jinkies.
Yeah.
All right, Gavin, go.
92.
I said 91.
Ooh.
Okay. Is he in his 80s? That would be shocked if he was.
He's not in his 80s.
Okay.
Oh, good.
90 what?
4!
94! Oh, man. Okay. Gavin
this
in the lead. Or no,
Betty's
still in the lead.
Betty still has just one.
Betty only has 1 point, man.
Come on.
It could all come undone right here. I saw a commercial the other day with what I thought was this actor. It was for some, like, medical thing. And but then I'm like, oh, wait, that's not him. William Shatner is who I'm putting up.
Him.
I know you do. I know you do. So you should
There's
know how old he is.
There's a monster on the wing of the plane.
Oh, that's not even Star Trek. That's like going way back to
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. Oh, okay. So get your guesses down. And then, Gavin, we're going to start with you.
Okay. I don't feel confident about this, but I'm saying 59.
59. William Shatner at 59 years old. Betty's eyes.
I have just won.
Okay. Gavin, Gavin just totally took himself out.
Bummer. Unless, is he that much?
Unless Betty Rock just completely.
Darn it.
Like, I know he's way older than you realize.
Bummer.
I'm going to say 90.
Okay.
William
96. Final answer.
William Shatner.
Okay, here's what's so great. 96, final answer. You're going with 96.
William Shatner?
What is so great about this is Betty Rock just took herself out of the
win.
I was going to say.
He is 90 years old.
No.
He's that old?
He's that old, which means he has 7 points, which means Wally has 7 points, and we tied.
No!
Yes, we tied!
Wait a second.
You took yourself out of that, Rock. That was yours to win. If you had gotten your first guess at 94, you had it.
That's so funny.
You're not winning.
Wow, he doesn't know. That was winning. In my book, that was winning. All right, so if you can tell us the actual age of Tony Bennett, William Shatner, and the first one that Gavin put up, you can win a prize now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, and we'll play with you right now.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Michelle, welcome to Famous Ages. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, so now all you have to do to win is tell us what the actual age that we revealed, add them together for William Shatner, Vin Diesel, and Tony Bennett. What was the age?
237 in total.
237 in total was absolutely right. Nicely done. Was there anybody on that list that shocked you as how old or young they were?
The last one really shocked me.
William
Shatner. Yeah, no idea. He was that old.
Yeah, he's 90 years old. That was such a great moment because Betty Rock had it to win and she took herself out by second guessing her. I just wanted to remind people in case they missed it.
I know you do.
Yeah, yeah. So we ended up tying, which is a win for me in this thing because I should have lost that. Real quick here, Michelle, we like to do this with you. You're already a winner, but we like to try to guess your age by asking you one simple question. And that question is, what is your favorite book?
I have to say that it's one that I've recently picked up to read, and it's called Atomic Habits.
Atomic Habits. Okay, so Michelle is trying to better herself in her later years. And
what if she's not in her later years?
I think she is. I think she's like, you know what? Well, for me, I say later years. I meant 39.
Oh, don't say that's
Sorry.
Later years.
Sorry, Rock,
Jeez.
At 36.
I'm going to say 41.
Okay.
She sounds like she has some class.
Okay, so when you get 41, you're going to be classy?
I doubt it.
Michelle, which one of us is closer?
The 40 guess is closer.
Yes!
Oh, is it really? Like, how old are you?
56.
Are you really?
You sound way younger.
You do sound young. You're 3 years older than me. Holy cow. Actually, 4 years older. I can't do math. I'm only 52. I've been saying I'm 53 this entire year because my wife already turned 53, and we turned the same age in the same year. Well, congratulations, Michelle. You figured it all out, and you were a big winner today on Famous Ages.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Well, competition in the retail space actually can be really good news for you. Target has jumped into the summer deals bandwagon, announcing that they're going to host deal days. They're going to be doing a digital sale from June 20th to June 22nd, okay?
So that means like kind of like a Black Friday.
Yeah, because you do Black Friday, you know, in November, but then a lot of companies, Amazon, started doing stuff in June. And it was their big thing to push digital sales. And so Target's like, well, I'm going to get in on this as well because Amazon has Prime Day. And that's been the standard for like summer deals. And so now Target says they are going to do this. They're going to have deep discounts on decor, clothing, electronics, toys, and even food. They're gonna go into that thing. They're like, we see you, Amazon, and we're gonna raise you a little bit here. Unlike Amazon, they are touting the fact that you don't have to be a member to benefit from the incredible deals they're giving.
That's true. Yeah. And you don't have to have it shipped to your pay for shipping.
Well, that's what is interesting, too, because Target is teasing that they will actually, or they're actually touting their same-day delivery service for a lot of items. So they're playing off of that instant gratification model that we all have. I'm a fan of Amazon, obviously, but I've had more things be delayed lately, and I thought things were moving back out and the company's opening back up. I had one shipment that was like, no, we're just not going to do this, and I had to cancel it.
Jeez. Yeah. I was just out yesterday to meet a friend and passed two robots, Amazon Prime robots. Yes, and they were on the sidewalk, and they were delivering things, and I thought, how did they get there?
Wait. Was it like a walking robot?
No. It's like one of those like blue boxes with wheels.
No.
And it was on the sidewalk. Two of them.
I've never seen one of those. I've heard of them.
Yeah. I didn't know how it got there.
I don't know. They're taking over, man. I don't know. It's a scary thing. But in any event, if you want to take advantage of some of the deals in the competition, June 20th and the 22nd are going to be Target days. And what they're doing, too, is for Target Circle members, you receive 1% on all purchases. If you've got the Target Red Card, you get 5% on all your purchases towards future Target purchases there. So you actually, you know, save money then, you know, on a future thing for what you buy now. So there you go. Hopefully that gives you enough warning if you want to start shopping and do some saving and compete with Amazon Prime Day. Target is your place. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and, you know, the other day we were talking about forgiveness, and this lady called in and talking about how she was asking God for help in forgiving her mom, and she said something at the end that really made me think about our prayers and forgiveness and things like that in a totally different way.
I waited from the time I was a teenager until I was 30 to deal with some hurt from my mom. And I waited 15 years, and I also initially prayed for him to give me a desire to forgive her.
I think that's really, I don't want to use a revolutionary, but it was insightful to me, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of us think, well, you know, if this is something I'm supposed to do, then God will make it easy for me. But sometimes we just need to get our hearts in the right place. And that takes a lot of humbling. That takes a lot of self-control to pray for what we don't want.
Yeah, that's the hardest prayer you'll ever have to do, is to pray for something you truly don't feel, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's her whole point, is like, God, I know I'm supposed to do this. You tell me we're supposed to forgive, but boy, I don't feel it. So give me that genuine desire to feel the need to forgive, or to feel love or empathy for somebody that maybe I don't feel right now.
Exactly, because forgiveness, I mean, she probably feels like her mom doesn't deserve that, right, and she's having to be the bigger person. But definitely we know that forgiveness can help you heal, you know, if anything, because maybe that other person doesn't even know they're hurting you.
So maybe you have that prayer right now that's just sitting there, and it's like, what do you need for God to help you with, to give you the desire for, you know? It might be re-engaging in your marriage, you know? Like, God, help me love this person again. I don't know what it is, because everybody's story is a little bit different, but I'm real curious, after this lady's perspective on this, is there something that you're thinking today, God, I need a desire for that? And it can only come from you. It's only going to change with you. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show with anything we have going on. And put it in your favorites so you can get right through when we have something that really connects with you. And we'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So have you ever been in that position, Les?
When I was a kid, I'm 53 years old. And when I was little, my mom was a very bad, mean alcoholic. Mm. I lost a lot of childhood because of that. And when she actually quit drinking when I was in junior high. And, you know, it was kind of like water under the bridge, swept it under the rug, didn't really pay that much attention to it, kind of a thing. You know, mom had a problem and she overcame it.
Right.
She passed away in 2011. And when she passed away, all these, I guess, repressed feelings came back that I hadn't dealt with. And I realized that how angry I really was at her, because she never came back and tried to say, you know, hey, look, I'm sorry that I did this, that I put you through this. And she didn't ask for forgiveness. She just went on with life as it was and just assumed it would be okay because she came over, you know, she overcame it. But,
right. I totally get that.
And we actually had the discussion about the same thing, about forgiveness, in our Bible study last night. And it was difficult to get through to one of the ladies that there's a difference between forgiveness and accountability. Just because you forgive someone doesn't mean you don't hold that person accountable, which could mean letting them know, you really hurt me, and you know, it's going to be a while before I set myself up for this again.
I think that's where the desire part of this comes in into the equation, where you have to be like, all right, God, give me that desire to give that person that second chance, to give them grace, and you know, walk with them through this accountability part. I appreciate the perspective and you sharing your story with us and being on, man. That's awesome. Because like you said, you guys discussed it last night. I'm sure somebody else needs to hear this today. So thank you.
Well, thank you guys. You guys bless me every morning. You're the one thing that I look forward to in the mornings when I get up to go to work, because I know I spend 75% of my day driving, and I listen to you guys in the morning, and you guys bless me.
So what's yours?
I need the desire to communicate and also to express gratefulness. My husband passed away 7 years ago, and it's been, I'm getting better, but things have been kind of gray, if that makes any sense.
Totally makes sense. That's a really good way to describe it.
Yeah, emotionally, I mean, things are, you know, it's black and white rather than color, is the best way I can describe it. But I have a hard time remembering to thank people for the awesome stuff that they do for me, and even like the amazing people at our church, and it's really frustrating.
Well, when you're down in it and you're consumed by it, I understand that. And so maybe the prayer for you is, you know, God, give me that desire to see the good around me and not just be consumed by the hurt, and maybe even the desire to serve others. And because when you serve others, it maybe will help bring you out of the place that you're in. That might be a possible prayer for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. I work in our church's nursery, which has been
non-existent for the last few, several months because of COVID, but it's starting back up, so I'm looking forward to that. But
that's good. That can breathe life back into you. And if nothing else, it will make you thankful that you are no longer a mom of small ones.
Well, mine's 20, so I don't know. Changing diapers may be better than emotional roller coasters.
You know what? I got a 22-year-old, and I'm not going to disagree with you.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's easy to get overwhelmed with all the negativity in the world, so that's why we do good news. Giddy up, three rapid-fire stories coming at you, make you happy. All right, so I'm going to start it off today. There are two teenagers in Arizona that started a brush fire, or spotted a brush fire. They didn't start it, and no one else knew about it, so they kept kicking dirt on it for over an hour to try and keep it from spreading.
Oh.
So that was good. Yeah, that's what you want to do. And then some guy showed up, and this is where it gets really weird. Guy had a 30-pack of adult beverages, and they used that to pour on the rest of the embers to put it out. So,
yay?
Yeah, I mean, they did.
It's a good use of resources.
It really was a better use than what the guy probably had planned for it, and so it worked out all right. So there you go. Some good news. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a couple in Alaska planning on getting married, so they sent out 50 wedding invites last month, but they didn't put on enough postage and didn't realize it. They had been sitting in the mailbox for over 2 weeks because they had been returned.
Oh, no.
So the mailman noticed this, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to pay for that extra postage.
Really?
So he did, and he sent them out.
That's not cheap either. Like, mailing out wedding invitations, it's expensive. And so that's really cool of somebody to step up like that and save the big day. All right, good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There was a high schooler in Louisiana who wasn't going to be able to walk at his graduation last month because he wore sneakers instead of dress shoes with his cap and gown.
Yeah.
So his teacher loaned him his shoes so that he could walk, and that teacher went to the graduation ceremony only wearing his socks.
There you go.
Aww.
There you go.
I saw
the shoes that the kid was wearing. They were really nice kicks, but in the brown shoes the teacher gave him actually looked worse.
Oh.
but that was the rule. You got, because they can't let kids just run amok in high school ceremonies like that, because then anarchy, I guess, will ensue. And so it's kind of a bummer that they had to do this, but man, the teacher stepping up like that just goes to show you that not all lessons are learned in the classroom. And so there you go. That's going to do it for your good news, giddy up. Is there anything more annoying than sitting through one of those automated phone systems when you call a company?
If you know your part is extension, you may dial it at any time.
I think we've all been there. Hey, it's Wally. And if you need a loan for a new home or you're interested in doing a refinance of your current home, you need to call United Faith Mortgage. Here, check this out. I'm calling my UFM guy, Ryan. He's also the founder.
United Faith Mortgage, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Wally. How are you, man?
Wally, what's going on? How's everything?
Really good, man. I just wanted to hear your voice.
That's it? Well, you can always call me if you actually need something.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
No problem.
What? A real-life person? That's what they do. They not only answer the phone, they know you by name when you call. They are a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who are excellent at their job. These are the people I'm trusting to do my mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. And as you've seen, they will answer.
See our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
One thing that you quickly learn when you jump into the workforce is workplace vernacular. And often you hear certain phrases that really have deeper meaning. And there was a guy on TikTok who actually took those like frequent sayings that we hear in the workplace and translated them.
I like this.
This is a fast-paced work environment. You work weekends. Our employees must be flexible. You will do three people's jobs. This company has huge opportunity for growth. We pay in food scraps. Can I pick your brain on this? Please do my job for me. Let's get our ducks in a row. Our ducks are very much not in a row.
Yeah, I get that. The jargon that we use and the subtext of what is actually being said. I love, one of my favorites is, from the 30,000 foot level.
Ugh.
It's because when someone uses that, what they're basically saying is, you're not on my level. We see it from up here. You're down here, you know. And then maybe one day, if you work really hard, you might make it to the 20,000 foot level, but you're not going to be up here with me.
What's that one where it's like, we're going to circle the wagons or circle the, let's circle back around.
Circle
That's
back around.
What people say. Let's circle back around. Like, ugh.
Circle the wagons is a little different,
Well, you got where I was going. Eventually we got there.
You know what? We're going to put a pin in it and we'll just come back to that. See? Yeah, there you go. We'll just let that marinate. That's another one.
All right, that's
enough.
Love
that. All right, we're done. We got to get out of the office. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we have Pastor Chad from the prayer wall at wayfm.com. He's the guy that's on there praying for people and getting them the help that they need. It's part of our prayer and care program that we do here, and truly one of my favorite people that I know. Sorry, Rock, I didn't see you there.
No offense taken.
We all knew.
Oh, and Gavin's in the back waving his hand. Sorry, Gavin. Okay, but Pastor Chad does something for people, and so we appreciate him coming in, and he'll share stuff that's going on the wall, if you will, because you can pray for people on the wall, or you can have your prayer request prayed for. So it's a really cool thing. We'd love to have you in it at wayfm.com. So what do you got today?
Well, while a certain prayer request catch our attention more than others, and this one was from a couple weeks ago. It was from Helena. She said, I work at a pregnancy center. Yesterday, we had a young girl coming to our center, and she told me she wanted to end her pregnancy. We did an ultrasound, and we saw the baby moving in her womb. She says she can't have the baby.
Oh, wow.
Please pray for her and the baby. Please pray that the Lord would make a way for her to have her baby.
Because you think, like, okay, when you see it move, then you think that's the moment where someone's going to instantly change their mind. And you're like, oh, yes, thank you, Lord. But then when that doesn't happen,
yeah,
like, okay, now I got to stay in this prayer. You know, I got to keep with it.
Yeah, and so she's praying the baby move, all these things that the Lord put together. But the incredible part of this whole story is that just this last week, she emailed me back personally, and she says this. She says, Pastor, I wanted to let you know that the girl has decided to keep the baby.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for sharing my prayer request. To God be the glory.
Oh, that's cool, man. And so, yeah, so people were online praying for this girl who doesn't even know it, you know, doesn't even know what's going on behind the scenes. And that's what's so cool about the prayer wall and how God works. And then you have this amazing outcome with this now. And that's the other cool thing is you can share your prayer request being answered on the prayer wall as well. And I think that encourages people too.
For sure. And I love the fact that every time a prayer request, someone could say, my prayer request has been answered. It actually kicks their prayer request back up to the top and people could see that. Mm. And so even as you're on the prayer wall praying for other people, you're able to see the answered prayers and be able to celebrate those. And
that's
those,
cool.
Those are one of my favorite things. Thank you, God, for answering this prayer. And sometimes it's small things and sometimes it's big things. But at the same time, it encourages my faith to see God is actually working in people's hearts.
I love it. And you can be part of that on the prayer wall at wayfm.com. And so here, let's do this now. You talk about encouragement and it feels good. I'd love to have you share stories of things that you prayed for. Maybe you prayed for it for months, weeks, years, whatever. And all of a sudden you saw it happen and you saw God move in that and you saw it answered, and maybe it didn't even look like you thought it was going to. And your story, though, you never know how that answer to prayer might be just the thing that somebody needs to hear today to give them hope to keep praying. So what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And Shelby, we're talking about prayer. We got Pastor Chad here with us from the prayer wall at wayfm.com, where you can post prayer requests and be prayed for and pray for other people, which is really cool. But what is that prayer that you spent time praying for, and how did you see it answered? Because I think people need to hear good stories of God's faithfulness as well.
No doubt. Well, my husband and I had prayed for over 7 years for a baby, and we had been through infertility treatments, and it just didn't happen for us, and we were so broken by that. But the Lord answered that prayer in a really unconventional way. A woman walked into the place I work, which is a bank of all places, and just asked me one day why we didn't have kids. And I was very caught off guard by that and didn't really want to answer her. But it turned out she was like, I have these two kids I want you to adopt.
Wait, what? Like, were they her kids?
No, they were a friend of hers, niece and nephew. And
she's like, I know Shelby seems like she's really good with money. I mean, that's a good parent
move. She can take care of kids, too.
You must have made an impression on her for her to be like, I want you to raise these kids. So did that happen?
It did. And so we became foster parents. We were licensed in record time. Everybody told us it wouldn't happen, that this was
like our invitation into foster care, but that these kids would find another wonderful home. But God just opened every door, and now 7 years later, on July 7th, we'll celebrate our 7-year Forever awesome. Family anniversary.
Awesome. So. See, I love that. Like, and the thing I really love about it is you have so much joy about this, but it wasn't the prayer that you were praying.
Yeah.
You know, you were praying for that child to be born, you know, from you and your husband, but you got two other kids, instant family, and you've changed their lives too. And so it's just a great story of how God can make, you know, beauty from ashes and make really cool things happen when we're willing to follow him.
Without a doubt. It's better than I ever could have asked or imagined.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have this thing called our Aftercast, which we do the show, and that gets cut up into a podcast, because everybody's got a podcast now, and you can get ours wherever you get your podcasts, or at wayfm.com. But then we have our Aftercast, which is longer-form conversations, things we couldn't get to in the show, and life stuff, and this is a little clip. I want to play you a little segment from the Aftercast to give you a little flavor of what that's like. Because sometimes I do things, and I'm not proud of this, to get under people's skin.
No.
Yeah. All day yesterday, because Betty Rock is
all
a friend in a band. Her name's Nicole. She's in I Am They. And I ended up traveling to the same place they were going and then became best friends with her friend, Nicole. And all in one flight. It was amazing.
No, you didn't.
And so, like, all day long, I've been just inserting myself into their friendship.
Inserting is too light. I would even say pushing.
Yeah. I made a montage of pictures for all of us. Nicole and I, we were talking tattoos. I'm in a group text. It's so great. I go too far sometimes, and I fully admit that. But this is a little story, because I ended up flying to the same place with her friend Nicole, and I really have made the most of this opportunity. I spent a lot of time with Betty Rock's best friend, Nicole, my new best friend, Bestie, as I call her.
We've been doing this all day.
I know, like I've been driving Betty Rock crazy with this all day. I'm like, did you know that Nicole wanted to be a fighter pilot? Did you know this? Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know she's ticklish? Did you know that? I know.
Stop.
That's how close we got on this trip. It's amazing how one trip can make you, like, super close. I asked Nicole straight up for a ride back to the airport because we had the same flight. And I thought they might have gotten, like, a Sprinter van or something. So I said, hey, can I get a ride back to the airport? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have enough room for you. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I thought, okay, now...
Now
I probably crossed the line. Yeah, I crossed the line. And they're done with me. And so our friendship is over. And there was a brief period of mourning. A friend of mine like saw
small
me
tear.
Just meandering through the thing. Like, brother, are you okay? I'm like, I had a breakup. I don't know. I don't even know.
It was short.
Yeah, and it was me, not her. And I'm not sure where I'm at right now. So I need a minute, okay? And then she comes back to me like a little bit later, and she goes, hey, our keyboard player isn't going to be going back to the airport with us. He's staying. That means we have a seat for you. Would you like a ride to the airport still? And I said, yes, you're an angel. Absolutely. Like, we went through and checked in and everything. And then we got to security. And then I got held up in security. It was ridiculous. So I didn't see them for a while. And then I saw Nicole. Like, I went and got McDonald's. And I saw
she was not at McDonald's.
No. She was over there eating some plant that was just sitting next to her.
Grass.
No, she was just there was a plant sitting next to her. And she started eating it.
That's good.
Yeah, she's a legit vegan.
By the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't have the heart to tell her it was a plastic plant, but she was just going at it. All of that's true. True story and all of that.
I don't believe that one bit.
So if you want to get the Aftercast, it's free at wayfm.com or wherever you get your podcast. And I'm sure there'll be another delightful episode of my best friend Nicole.
No, you today. Don't have a best friend named Nicole. You don't.
I do, and I have a theme song.
No.
Do you have a theme song for her? Then you're not best friends.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is Friday, or Fri-yay, when we get to go into our time machine and flashback with Megan today. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Now, the way Flashback Friday works is somebody will tell us what song they want to hear, and we travel back in time to yesteryear, and we will then listen to that song and kind of all reminisce a little bit. So, Megan, what is the song that you're picking for us today?
Bowling Ball by Superchick.
This is a great song. I loved Superchick back in the day.
It's not coming to mind. Like, I know who Superchick is, but I can't think of this song.
Oh, really? Well, it'll become really clear when you hear it, and you'll be like, that was the one. And you'll be thanking Megan for this. What year do we need to set the time machine to, Betty Rock?
Well, buckle your seatbelts. We got to go back to 2005.
Okay. Well, that's a little ways back. What is that, 16 years ago?
Something like that. If you're wondering how far back that was when YouTube was founded.
No.
Yes. And it was also when Hurricane Katrina hit.
Are you kidding me?
2005.
That's crazy that that's that long ago. I remember going down to New Orleans and helping out with like cleanup after Hurricane Katrina.
Well, that was a long time ago.
It was. Because I was in much better shape. I was able to do it. Don't think I could do it today. So, Megan, why did you pick Bowling Ball by Superchick?
I listened to their album all the time. It was the first probably band I really loved, them and Barlow Girl, and my dad and I used to rock out to this song. And now I understand why, when I look back at the lyrics, why he loves this one so much.
Yeah, Superchick, if you were looking for deep theological truth, Superchick probably not your no. go-to band for that. But if, for the people that it was geared for and kids wanting something that was cool and more so the lifestyle of the people that were in the band and them being devout believers and being fun and clean, I think was just as important as it was to extol like massive theological thoughts in their music. You mentioned Barlow Girl too. If you think about it, you can check out wayfm.com and see our interview of Where Are They Now with Barlow Girl, because we caught up with Lauren and Alyssa recently and we got all the deets, all the dirt on them. And so you might want to check that out at wayfm.com. But boy, I think this is a fantastic selection. So we're going to set the time machine all the way back to 2005 with Bowling Ball by Superchick for Megan here on the time machine on Flashback Friday.
Thank y'all.
Maybe he'll change.
Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you're one of those that was counting down the days until the release of Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible 7,
yes.
Well,
oh.
Looks like you'll be waiting a bit longer,
no.
Unfortunately.
I need a good movie. I need a good action movie.
I don't know
life.
If you remember this, but last year, Cruise he blew up on the film crew. He was saying, like, you're not taking the precautions of COVID seriously. Mm. Need to wear your mask. Need to stay 6 feet apart. All of these things.
Yeah, it was like a legendary, like, breakdown. Like, screaming at people and threatening people.
Yeah. And he even threatened them, saying that if you didn't straighten up, that he was going to fire them. So it was just announced that filming was postponed again due to someone on set testing positive for COVID.
Oh, no.
So maybe even after the blow up, still people aren't taking it serious. I don't know. But
or it just happens, though, too.
That's true. But wouldn't it be ironic if it was Tom Cruise himself?
Oh, that would be extremely ironic. And you won't hear about that. If he had it, no, it was somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so weird. I remember hearing a little bit about this, and I was like, I was really shocked that something got shut down from COVID right now, because it seems like that corner has been turned.
Isn't it a good feeling?
I know. And like, life is getting back to normal, and people are doing stuff. They're out about again, going back to work, traveling even. Mm-hmm. Summer camps happening for kids. And so to hear that the filming of something got shut down again, because that was the norm a year ago. Like, everything would get shut down. It opened, shut down, open, shut down.
Right.
And we just haven't experienced that in a while. So I was really surprised.
But it could be that it's in a state that is taking things a bit more serious. You know, we're looking at like California or Washington, you know, like they're taking things.
I don't live in one of those states.
No, no, but they could be over there.
They need to film in Tennessee. You can do anything you want.
Every man for himself.
That's a really good way to put it. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. YFM, this is The Wally Show, and if you spend any time on the internet, you know that there are posts that people have of different pictures and sayings and motivational things, and I came across one the other day that I thought, you know what, I know it might sound cheesy on the surface, but there's actually like some truth to it. It was, the best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer somebody else up.
Aww.
Quote Mark Twain. It's like, who knew that, huh? When you think about it.
Yeah, because it's kind of like gift giving. Like, you have more fun with watching others open the gifts that you give them compared to the ones that you're receiving.
Yeah. And it's kind of like if you're, like, stuck in a hole, like, and you're just not in a good headspace, like, loving somebody else or serving somebody else will help break you out of that. The same, like, same way Mark Twain just put it a little bit differently.
More eloquently.
But with a mountain behind it and a stream, it, like, looks really great. And so that's what I want to talk about right now with you. What is that post you've seen that maybe is, it could be a physical poster even. They still have those, believe it or not. Or something online that you've seen a post where it was, you know, the beautiful picture and stuff like that. But the quote actually meant something to you. It actually was like, oh, that stuck with me. I'm going to remember that. I think that's actually really good. Because I think that we kind of joke around about a lot of these things, but there's something about somebody taking a phrase and putting it into a very memorable manner for you to hold on to that matters. And so I'd love to hear yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. And who knows, maybe we can share them. You send them to us too. We can share them on our socials. So 855-33-WAY-FM for your motivational poster, your best phrase that resonates with you right now. What's yours?
Mine is, the journey is the destination.
Yes.
Oh, I like that, because it's reminding you to not just wait till the end, but enjoy the moment that you're in right now.
Because I don't do that a lot in life. I've missed that part of the quote. I want to get to the destination, and I don't take joy in the journey. And so this is a really good reminder.
It is. I spent a lot of years waiting to get to the end, too, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This is part of the journey, not just to get here, but I'm going to enjoy this and the rest of my life like that and try to look at it that way.
And what's yours?
On particularly rough days, I like to remind myself that my track record for getting through bad days so far is 100%.
Look at you. You're batting 1,000. That's a healthy perspective on difficulty.
Yeah, and I'm going through difficulty right now. I have a blood cancer. Only cure is a bone marrow transplant, and Lord willing, that's going to happen here in about a month and a half.
Oh, wow. So you're on, I'm assuming, like, on the lists, and you're waiting for things and donors to be matched and stuff?
Yeah. We have a donor, but they're not confirmed yet. So if you pray, because I would really like this donor because they're a perfect match.
Oh, yeah.
But God knows he has the master plan. And I've just, you know, I've trusted him with eternity, so I'll trust him with today.
There's another poster. You just knocked out two posters in one fell swoop there. So, Janice, what's yours?
Wherever you are, be all there.
Oh, that is good, man. Be present in the moment, especially like with your kids. That time goes by so fast, and it's so easy to be distracted and taking work texts and phone calls and things like that while you're at some event for your kid. You can tell this is personal life experience and times that I got it wrong.
Yeah, just to be present with that person is so important.
I do have to tell you, the most anxiety I get is when I'm in a conversation with somebody and my phone is buzzing in my pocket and you're trying so hard to not reach down there and get your phone. And so, like, you'll put your hand in your pocket and then you're waiting for a little break in the conversation and then you kind of turn around and cough and you, like, look at it real quick.
Well, you have a problem, Molly.
Oh, I know what. Look, I could use that post.
Yeah,
I could. I need to be all
there.
Make
that your wallpaper on your phone.
Yes. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and music has changed a lot over the years. You know, like back in the day, you would hear a band and they'd have an album, and then they would, you know, have another album, and you'd watch them progress and get better. And today, it's just so, like, single-driven, and you hear one song from a band, then you never hear from them again. And thank goodness that didn't happen to Mercy Me. So we're going back in time a little bit for That Was Then, This Is Now, because Betty Rock came across a classic from Mercy Me when they were still finding their voice.
Yeah, I think when we think of Mercy Me, we think of, oh, I can only imagine.
Yes.
And these serious songs about, yay, we're going to go to heaven someday.
No one writes a dying and going to heaven song like Mercy Me.
They can nail it.
I remember telling Bart that one time when we were talking to him. He's like, thank you, I think.
I mean, it is true.
I know.
But they first started out with a classic single called Strolling with Jesus.
Yeah, not a lot of people have heard this. Here you go.
Strolling with Jesus.
Doesn't it kind of remind you of Dave Matthews Band?
A broke down Dave Matthews, yeah. Oh man, kind of like Huey Lewis in the News and Dave Matthews' bus colliding would be what that was. And I know, like, Bart prides himself today on, like, spending time and writing good lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
And so I know, I guarantee you, that is a cringe song for him.
For sure.
For sure.
But now, you know, years later, after that first single, we're on their most recent single, and that one is called Say I Won't.
You know what? I was wrong. Everything I said before about Strolling with Jesus, 1,000,000,000% wrong. I want this album. So there you go. That was Then, This Is Now. And we'll do a little bit more of this. I want to do one with Toby Mac.
Oh,
yeah. I think that would be delightful. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.